Thank you guys so much for being here. Please be seated. Now please sit back, relax, and we thank you guys so much again for being here, and let us present to you the Christmas cantata, Goodwill to Men.
At Christmas, as at all times of the year, God offers many great and precious gifts. Faith, hope, the gift of life itself. But the greatest gift God offers to any living being is the gift of His love. Tonight we want to share with you the story of God's love wrapped up in a baby's birth.
Let a mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in His hand, Christ our God to earth descended, our full homage to
flesh keeps on.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son. God is love. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Christmas is the story of how God's love, wrapped up in a baby's birth, came down from heaven into a little town called Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Year after year, we come back to revisit that little town in our hearts and minds, but why? Why do we celebrate this season with a special gift for those we love? The gifts for our loved ones are tokens of human love. They are also reminders of God's great gift of love to us. For this reason, tonight we share a Christmas story of human love, of token gifts given from one person to another. A candy cane, a secondhand dress, the loan of a car for a day's trip. These may not seem like gifts of great significance, but when given in love, even the simplest gifts reflect God's love. Two kinds of people will hear a humble story like this at Christmas. Those who need to love more and those who need more love. Which one are you?
You open in there. Hey, are you open or not open?
Just a minute. I'm almost open. I'll be there in a minute.
Listen, don't you give me none of this almost open business. Either you're open or you're not open. I'm leaving.
Now, just hold your horses, Willa. You're not going to freeze solid out there in 2 minutes.
Easy for you to say. You're not standing out here getting stiff.
I'm coming.
Well, don't bother, because I'm leaving.
Now, here I am, and Goodwill is officially open.
Well, it's about time. I nearly froze into a popsicle standing out here, just like the ones hanging off the roof.
You mean icicles?
That's what I said, ain't it? Now, don't you get testy with me, son.
I won't. Now, come on in and get warm. I just plugged in the pot, and as soon as the water's hot, I have some Swiss Miss for everybody. So, you help yourself.
Ah, with marshmallows, I hope. You know, the Salvation Army, they have them itty-bitty ones that you put in your hot chocolate, and it melts, and it makes it all lumpy and sweet and pretty. You got any marshmallows, Shiler?
No, Willa, I didn't bring any marshmallows. You'll just have to drink it black.
Well, ain't you Mr. High and Mighty today?
Well, it's bad enough having to work on Christmas Eve without giving grief over the fact that even though I went out of my way to get the hot chocolate, the marshmallows must have slipped my mind.
Listen to yourself talk, son. Don't you know it's Christmas Eve? What side of the bed you get up off of this morning?
I didn't come out of bed.
How's that?
Well, Mama had another rough night.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. She thinks Daddy's coming home for Christmas, just like he always did. She wants to stay up and wait for him. He'd always dress like the old shepherd, coming back home and surprise her at the window, and she really expects to see him.
So you wait too, huh?
Yeah.
How long since he's gone?
It's been about 4 years, and her mind's going in circles trying to get him back for Christmas.
Poor woman. He won't be coming back.
No, and she dozes on the sofa, and I doze on the recliner, and whenever the clock chimes the hour, she rouses up and goes to the window, and I have to get her settled down again.
Oh, no way to rest, is it?
And she wants the TV on, too. I swear, I've seen It's a Wonderful Life at least 10 times this week. She'd watch that movie all day long if she could.
Sure ain't easy taking care of a sick old woman.
Yes, ma'am. But enough about that. How are you two making it this Christmas?
Oh, we're doing all right. My husband, he gets his retirement check. I get my Social Security, so we're doing fine.
I'm glad to hear that. You're two of the lucky ones.
Sure are.
So, y'all got any big plans for Christmas?
No big plans. We might buy each other a little something. And I'm going to get a hen, and I'm going to make dressing this year.
Well, well.
Well, we saved up enough, and we're doing all right. We don't have to do without.
Well, is that what brings you out so bright and early? A little Christmas shopping?
You got that right, and I'm hoping I can get in and out before Big Ben gets in here and starts chiming.
Now, Willa, he's got just as much right to be in here as anybody.
Well, I know that, and I feel for him, and I don't mind him, usually. But Sudie, she won't even come in here if he's in here. Said he makes her so nervous. Gives her the indigestion, you know.
Well, that's Sudie's problem.
Oh, no. My problem, too. Because that woman, she can get really mean and nasty when she gets the indigestion. Well, got any new arrivals today?
Yeah, those boxes over there. Go ahead and have a look. I haven't pressed them yet.
Oh, it looks like some... Where did you get all this stuff?
I don't know. Why?
Well, looks like some millionaire went broke or something, dropped off all the leftovers. Well, ooh, there's some beautiful... My Lance, this is the best drop-off I ever did see. Sure ain't easy to... Sudie would love to see all this stuff, but she ain't as easy to fit as I am. You did say that these have not been priced yet, so does that mean they're open for negotiation?
Don't worry, Willa. I'll treat you right.
You say you'll cheat me right? Ooh-wee.
What, you find something?
Oh, looky here. A tambourine. Now, my husband, he loves music, but he ain't never had no tambourine. How much you want for this old junky tambourine? Ain't hardly worth a cent.
I'll say about $4.
Huh, say one.
I can't just give it away, Willa.
Well, what you talking about? If you'll make it two, you've made your first sale of the day.
No, I'll go to three, but I better keep it at three. I have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Better watch out for that.
For what?
Drawing the line too clear.
Well, how's that?
Good Lord don't never draw no line. He just keeps on giving and giving. And that's why I'm a Christian. 'Cause he loved me enough to save me, and he keeps on giving and giving and giving my whole life long.
Well, the good Lord may keep on giving, Willa, but I better draw the line at 3.
Now, I ain't gonna say no more, but a man that works at the Goodwill, he better be mighty careful where he draws the line. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you, but I have to say I do pretty well as most folks go.
Oh, well. How much for this dress? And don't forget, it's Christmas Eve.
I'll say about $2.
Oh, I don't know. I might go $2 for this dress. Well, let me go in that fitting room over there and try it on.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And a Merry Christmas to you, Ben.
Hey, Shiloh, where's that old shepherd costume at?
It's hanging in the dressing room, Ben. But hey, look, we've got some hot chocolate here. And
I'll get some here in a minute. Hey, everybody in there!
Don't you open that door, you! Are you blind or something? Can't you see somebody's in here?
Now, Willa, take it easy. He didn't even open the door. He didn't know you were in there. No harm's done.
Well, I tell you one thing. He's almost walked in on me.
Well, he wasn't walking in on you. He was just as surprised as anyone that anyone was there so early in the day.
You think he was surprised? He was surprised? I'm the one almost got the surprise. You talk about drawing the line, you better start drawing a line with him right quick.
Ben, why don't you just sit down and wait until she's done?
But the old shepherd's robe is in there.
She'll be out in a minute, Ben. Just take it easy.
But I want to get started telling the story. See, I got the scroll somewhere around here.
It'll wait, Ben. Just calm down.
She ain't trying on my shepherd's robe on, is she?
I ain't trying on nothing of yours, and you just better take my word for that. And, Shiloh, are you out there?
Yes, Willa, it's okay. I'm watching for you.
You just better be. You hear me?
Yes, take your time. Take your time. Just take it easy, everybody.
Well, sorry, Shiloh.
It's all right, Ben. Could have happened to anybody. Anyway, Ben, what do you got going on for Christmas this year?
Well, I guess I'll come back down here like I do every day.
Well, Ben, we're closed tomorrow. You know that. Everybody's closed on Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. What about you?
Well, Mom and I usually stay up pretty late, and if we ever get to sleep at all, and then she'll go to the window and wait for the old shepherd to come back home. You know, that's why we have someone like you act out the part of the old shepherd at Christmas. It was Daddy's trademark. He started this Goodwill because he felt called to be a shepherd to folks in these parts.
And I'm the old shepherd this year.
That's right. See, come Christmas Eve, Daddy would load up a sack full of candy canes, except he called them shepherd's crooks. And he'd go to every house where he knew they had little ones. He'd tell them he was out looking for the one little lamb that was missing from the fold. He'd ask the kids if they'd seen the missing lamb, and they'd always say no, they hadn't seen it. Then Daddy would tell them that the good shepherd loves little lambs, and he'd give each one a shepherd's crook and tell them to remember that the good shepherd could never be happy until every little lamb that was lost had found its way home.
Hey! Did he have the same story on this can of cane?
The very same story. See, Jesus said, what shepherd having 100 sheep, if he loses one, doesn't leave the 99 and go into the wilderness and go after that which is lost till he finds it? And when he comes home, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And he calls together his friends and neighbors and said, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost. And joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents.
Shoot, I bet your dad was real nice.
Well, he cared about folks, that's for sure. We all would stay up late for him to come home, and then we'd get ready for Christmas morning at our house. You know, that was the best day of the year. Here, come get some hot chocolate, Ben.
Thank you.
What do you and your mama do on Christmas now that your daddy's gone?
Well, I'll probably make Mom a big breakfast, and then we'll open up presents and watch a movie on TV.
Shoot, I love movies. Hey, what movie you gonna be watching?
Don't ask. But if everything does go well, then we should have a pretty fine day. How about you, Ben? You got family?
Yeah, we have a good time at Christmas, too. We used to always go out and get a tree on Christmas.
You cut your own?
Oh, no. We'd always go to the tree seller, and on the last night before Christmas, he'd give his trees to anyone who could stand and have one thrown at him without it knocking him over. I could always get the biggest tree, because I could stand up to even the biggest tree.
Well, you know, I think I've heard of that somewhere.
Lots of places do it. We'd drag it back, my brother and me, and we'd be laughing and singing. And then we'd put it up in the corner of the room with the stove in it. It was the only room that got warm. And then we'd put these little things on it. Every year we'd get these little things from what other people would throw out. What are them little things called, Shiler?
Ornaments.
That's it, ornaments. We had lots and lots of ornaments. And we'd all sang the songs too while the fire kept us warm, close together, you know, like a family. But I don't go home for Christmas no more.
Well, why not?
Well, you know, my car ain't exactly in the running condition, if you know.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it was running, I'd be home for Christmas for sure. I like it there. They like me over there. They let me come over there. I don't never get embarrassed over there.
Well, it's too bad your car's dead.
Yeah, we have a real nice time together. We all do. Real nice time.
Well, where do they live anyway?
They live out in Moultrie. Yeah, that's it, Moultrie.
Well, that's not too far. That's what, about 50 miles?
Yeah, sure. Somewhere about there, more or less.
I'm coming out now, Shiler. Where are you at?
I'm right here. Come on out.
Well, Shiler, what do you think?
Well, that looks pretty good, Willa.
Shoot, I like it too.
Well, thank you. I think it's going to be mighty perfect for church and special occasions.
All right, Ben, why don't you go get changed and we'll get this show on the road.
Shiler, my bag is in there.
Don't worry, he'll be out before you get tired of modeling that little number of yours.
Well, I don't know. It might be a little too much, even for Emmanuel Baptist Church.
Now, I did say $2 for that dress, right?
You sure did, unless you're going to raise the line now that you see it on me.
Now, Willa, I said two and I meant two.
Sold. Now, you may not know this, but you have a gold mine with these here boxes.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, looky here. What does the tag say?
It says Feinberg's Cleaners.
Feinberg's? Are you sure?
It's right here in black and white.
Feinberg's? It's Christmas Eve, and it says Feinberg's?
Yep.
Oh, didn't you never hear of Feinberg's?
I can't say as I have.
Oh, as long as you've been here, and you never heard of Feinberg's. Let me tell you something, son. If that tag says Feinberg's, you've got the dumps from one of the biggest, richest, and snootiest cleaners in this here town.
Really?
Sure do. Once a year, they dump all the stuff that ain't been picked up over 30 days. Why, there is silk in here, or I think it's silk. Let me see. Feel of this piece. Why, this dress must have cost more than $50 new, or my name ain't Elizabeth Taylor. Well,
this label here says, Saks Fifth Avenue.
Saks Fifth Avenue. Never heard of that one. What does mine say?
It says, J.C. Penney.
Penny?
Sure does.
It says pennies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is quality. I ain't had me a dress from J.C. Penney's in years. And you know, people don't get rid of them. They keep them. They don't get rid of them like they do your Big Lots and your Walmart stuff. Schuyler, this here is a gold mine for all of us secondhand children. You got to get the word out. Why, if Sudie knew that all this stuff was here, man, she'd have this place swarming like a beehive.
You think so, huh?
I know so. So you better get a move on, son.
Well, you can tell whoever you want, and I'll be glad to see him, but I'm not going to go out of my way to break any records today.
Oh, that'd be stepping over the line.
Now, ease up on me, Willa.
Well, sorry. You really never heard of Feinberg's?
Nope. I guess I must have missed out on it every other year.
Well, if you want me to tell you something else that you missed, you may not know this, but you don't know as much about that friend of yours in there as you think you do. That story that he told you about having a tree flung at him, you really believe that?
Well, why shouldn't I?
Well, that's straight out of an old movie. It was on TV last week. It was called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And I watched that whole thing.
Now, Willa, I think that might...
I heard y'all's little talk. And yes, I feel sorry for him, too. But if you really want to do that boy a favor, you'll try to find him a way to get home for Christmas. A poor boy like that, he needs to be with folks what love him on Christmas. You yourself could probably get him home if lessen that's crossing the line.
Now whose business are you trying to mind?
Schuyler, if I am stepping on your toes, you just best move your feet, son.
Look, everybody, it's the old shepherd with his bag of shepherd's crooks for all the boys and girls. Hey, it's time for the singing to start.
Well, how about it, Willa? It's time for our carol sing.
Say, that's a surefire way to get folks to come in.
All right, well, here goes.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Wait a minute. Hold it. That is not singing. That is caterwauling. I'd just as soon not even hear that song sung as to hear it sung that bad.
Ben, why don't you just go be the old shepherd and waving in the window?
Why? You don't like my singing?
It's not that, Ben. It's just we need to see the old shepherd in the window, you know, so everybody sees you.
I like to sing, too. Back home, we sing all the time. Back home, everybody is allowed to sing. Back home, they let me sing.
Oh. Say, that gives me an idea, Ben.
What?
You know, I've been thinking about what you said before, you know, about not being able to come home for Christmas this year.
But I...
Now, I know you're resigned to staying here because your car's dead, but a little bird put a thought in my head, and I haven't been able to get it to go away. Ben, I want you to take my car and drive home to Moultrie today.
No. I mean, I don't...
Now, I'm not going to take no for an answer. Nothing would make my Christmas better than to know that you were with family. Now, I won't hear another word about it. You're taking my car. And if you leave soon enough, you'll be there in plenty of time to go with them to get that tree. Now, how about that, Ben?
Oh, but Schuyler, I'd really better stay here, you know, till the day's over. The old shepherd's robe.
Oh, don't worry about the old shepherd. Why don't you just wear it up there? You know, take a bag of the shepherd's crooks and surprise your folks. See, they won't be expecting you, so when you show up with that on, you'll be able to tell them the old shepherd's story. Now, how about it? It's the season to give, and you're not going to be bashful about receiving a gift, are you?
Oh, I guess not.
Good. See, now we're getting into the Christmas spirit. And Ben, before you go, I want you to have this cassette of some Christmas singing from the choir at church last year. Oh, I have a copy for you, too. You too, Willa. It's my little Christmas gift to y'all. See, how about that? You can play that on the car all the way to Moultrie. Here, let me play y'all the first song.
Well, thanks, Schuyler.
Oh, you'll like this one. This was the theme song, How Love Came Down, Wrapped in a Baby's Birth.
Well, thank you kindly, Schuyler.
Thank you.
sure was a pretty song.
All right, well, let's get you going. Here, I'll make sure you know how to run everything on the Chevy.
But, Shiler, I don't
Now, I don't want to hear another word. It's my Christmas gift to you. See, let's see. The gas tank is full. You won't have to worry about that. It's got plenty to get you up to Moultrie and back. And, yeah, you just drop it off here by the store the day after Christmas sometime. And you just enjoy it.
You really want me to take it?
I do.
It's a present?
From me to you.
Well, thanks, Shiler.
Ben, you take care of yourself and you drive safe now.
You too. You have a nice Christmas too, Miss Willa.
Well, thank you. Same to you. Say, Shiler, I think I'm going to call up Sudie and tell her about what's here. He's a nice boy. I give him a hard time, but his heart's in the right place. I don't know about that big one, though. I sure hope Shiler knows whether he can drive or not. Hello, Sudie? Who do you think this is? And why do you reckon that the Queen of Sheba be a-calling you? Oh, you got that right. Yeah? Well, what if I was to tell you that Feinberg's has opened an outlet down here? Yeah, that's right. Oh, now calm down, Sudie. Calm down. Yeah, boxes and boxes. Now, if that don't fill up this store wall to wall, there won't nothing do it. Now, I wouldn't be telling too many people if I were you, Sudie. Yeah, just kind of keep it to yourself, you know. Yeah, there's just Eversize down here. I think if you just get on down here, you'll find something that'll fit you. Sudie? Hello? Sudie? Boy, she's a moving now. Where is your jacket, Shiler? You're going to turn into a popsicle if you go out there like that.
There goes an old shepherd in a Chevrolet. I hope the police don't stop him. They'd never believe his story.
You got that right.
But I think he's really happy.
It sure does feel good to do something for somebody, don't it?
You're right about that.
And who knows? You may be helping a lot of folks today.
I hope so.
You do?
Well, it's like I said before, I'm really getting to the spirit now. And let's have another song.
About.
Well, there goes the last one. It's over.
Oh, thank the Lord. I ain't never seen Christmas shopping like that.
Neither have I. I wonder how all those folks heard about it.
Oh, some little bird must have told them. I don't know. But I'm sure Sudie got the word out. And talk about shopping? I never saw a woman move so fast through merchandise in my whole life.
Yeah, she sure looked happy.
Well, you made a lot of people happy today, Schuyler.
Yeah, and Ben should be home by now.
Sure is nice that he could get home for Christmas.
Well, thanks for your help. Now, what do you say we sing one more carol and call it a day?
Uh-uh. Before we do that, there's a little matter of settling up.
Now, Willa, don't worry about...
No, I intend to pay for my Christmas presents fair and square. Now, let's see. I told you we're doing all right this year.
Whatever you say.
Well, let's see. Now, I'm going to get that house coat. It ain't from Penny's, but I like it. So that's $2. And then I'm going to buy the dress. That's $2 more. And you said $1 for the hat. Okay, so that's $5 even for the clothes. And I'm going to get those tumblers over there, those Christmassy tumblers for Sudie. So that's like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's $9 even. Now I got $1 left. Now just what can I buy with $1?
Willa, you are a wonder. You can have your tambourine for $1.
Now, I don't want you crossing the line on my account.
Never mind that line. Now, come on. Let's sing our last carol and call it a night.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Schuyler. Thank you very kindly.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. And wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day...
Goodwill? Shiloh speaking. Yes, what can I do for you, officer? Yeah, that's me. Is something the matter? No, that's right, officer. I did loan out my car. Did something happen? Was there an accident? Well, what would he do that for? I don't understand. No, that's impossible. He doesn't even drink. Well, I don't have to press charges, do I? Well, I did give him my car. Will you release him? Yeah, thank you, officer. Yes, just bring him by the store.
Well, what happened?
That was a police officer. He said he pulled Ben over doing donuts in the parking lot of Jackson High School and said there was an unopened bottle of scotch in the floorboard, too. But he's never even taken a drink. I don't understand.
Man, a lot of sorrow in the world, I guess.
I guess there is.
I'm sorry, son. Maybe you should have drawn a stricter line with him.
Well,
I don't know.
He's gonna get a piece of my mind. He could have hurt somebody.
Well, maybe he was trying to hurt himself.
Well, here he comes now.
Well, I better be getting along on home now. Ben, it's good to see you safe.
No, don't you go yet. I want you to hear what I have to say, too. Ben, look at me. I think I deserve an explanation.
I'm sorry, Schuyler.
Sorry, Ben. You told me you never touched liquor. Now, was that a lie?
No.
Well, what possessed you to start tonight on Christmas Eve instead of going home like I thought you were going to?
You mad at me?
Well, yes, I am, and I think I have a right to be. I trusted you, and I thought we were friends, weren't we?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's a lesson I thought I learned today. Willa made me see that sometimes I draw too hard a line with people. And I thought she was right. I thought. But now I can see that she wasn't right. I should not have tried to help you. You let me down, Ben, and When I think that somebody innocent could have gotten hurt, some child in the street, it almost makes me sick. Ben, do you understand? Do you? Go on and take off that fool shepherd's robe.
I don't know, Schuyler. I still think maybe I'm right.
This isn't funny, Willa. I'm serious.
Well, so am I, about drawing too hard a line. And you're doing it again right now. Now, I don't know that man as well as you claim to, but I know this. There's a lot more to that story of his than what we heard today. And I don't know what happened, and I don't want to know either. But I tell you, don't you go home today until you hear his side of the story.
I think I've listened to you enough for one day.
Fine. It's your life, but it's his life too. You don't know what all his problems are. You just keep the tambourine and the change. Good night, Schuyler. I sure hope you have a Merry Christmas, because he is not going to. There's only one thing that boy needs, and I think you know what it is, Schuyler. Is this the Goodwill store or not? And who was it brought peace on earth and goodwill to men? He's the only one that can help that boy. He's the only one that knows what that boy needs.
Only Jesus.
Here's the shepherd's robe. Where should I put it?
Ben, I'm sorry I was angry at you, but I need to know. Why didn't you just go on home like we talked about?
I'm sorry. It's not your fault, really. You tried to help me, you did. It's just that...
Is there some problem at home that you couldn't face? Is that it?
You really don't want to know.
Yes. Yes, I do. I want to know. What is it?
It's just that... You see, I don't have any family in Moultrie. Or anywhere else, for that matter. I've made it all up.
You made it up?
Everybody else has a family. You have your mama, who likes to watch movies on TV. And Miss Willis got her husband. But I ain't got nobody. I made them up. So you wouldn't think I was strange or nothing. And then when you offered me to go and visit them, I just couldn't tell you. But I didn't have no place to go neither. I didn't want to just go back to my room and wait for Christmas to be over again this year.
But why the liquor?
I thought it might make it all go away. It's supposed to make it go away, isn't it?
Well, but your problems are there when you wake up, and a lot of the times they're worse.
I'm sorry, Schuyler.
I'm sorry too, Ben. You know, Ben, there's someone else you could have turned to.
And who's that?
Well, you've been telling the story of the old shepherd for almost a week now. You ever thought that maybe the lost lamb the shepherd came to find might be you?
Oh, but nobody'd want to find someone like me.
Well, that's exactly the kind of person Jesus came to save, Ben. It's like the story says, there's joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repent. Ben, we celebrate Jesus coming as a baby at Christmas, but that's not the end of it. When he grew up, he died on the cross to save us from our sin. And he rose up from the grave after 3 days. You know, we celebrate that at Easter, Ben. That God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And Jesus came to seek and to save all the sheep that were lost. Now, Ben, if you haven't before, you need to bow your head and repent of your sin and ask him to come be your Savior.
I wouldn't be lost no more.
You'd be a part of God's family.
I'd like that.
Before him, when I come.
Well, I go to my room now, and don't worry. I won't ever buy no alcohol or liquor again. Thank you for giving me a car. It really was a nice gesture, even if... Hey, where do you want the shepherd robe?
I have an idea, Ben.
What's that?
I know a lady that's been waiting to see the old shepherd come home for 4 years. Why don't you put it back on and help me surprise her?
You mean your mama? At your house?
Yes, Ben. At my home.
Home. Oh, I can change quick. Hey, and maybe that Christmas movie's on tonight. It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, I just love that movie a lot. How about you, Shiloh? You like that movie?
I don't know, Ben. I guess I'm starting to like it just fine. And I'm starting to see why my Dad opened this Goodwill in the first place.
Two kinds of people have heard this story. Those who need to love more and those who need more love. If you've already accepted God's gift of salvation, has your heart grown cold toward those around you? Maybe your family, maybe your neighbors, maybe the people at work? Why not bow your heart right there in your seat before God and ask Him to forgive you? If you're in the second group, you know you need God's love. You need His forgiveness for the sin in your life, but you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why not ask Him to come into your heart and life and save you right there in your seat? There could be no better time of year to ask God for the greatest gift of His love, new life in Jesus Christ, His Son.
Let's all bow our heads for just a moment. Kind of see in our mind again what we just saw and listened to, and maybe God spoke to our hearts special tonight. Jesus came that we might have that joy and have that goodwill, but there's a lot of folks like Ben that need to be told about the Lord Jesus. And a lot, maybe even in the room tonight, or listening in radio land, that needs to yet bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, a good part of Christmas is seeing our family and going home or having them come to be with us. There's a lot of people like Ben that may not have a family, may not have a home. But I tell you what, the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer to fill that void. Tonight, as you've heard the message, as it was sung and as it was acted out, have you looked deep into your own heart to see where you stand with the Lord? Have you ever truly bowed the knee, bowed the heart, and asked the Lord Jesus Christ that loved you and died for you on the cross to be your Savior? It's not just about going to church or even singing Christmas carols. It's about a personal knowledge that you've trusted Him and what He did for you to save your soul, forgive your sins, and write your name in heaven. With our heads bowed tonight, I'm going to ask you, I'm looking, God's looking, and I'm going to ask you if you've ever received Christ as your Savior to just raise your hand right now. Isn't it wonderful that you can do that, that you know for sure, that you know for sure? Thank you, may put them down. Are you here tonight and you might be like Ben was before he came to Christ, and you're running a bluff. You're telling a story that was not true. You're pretending, but you know what you're missing. Would you be here tonight and you'd say, "Preacher, I'd like to bow the knee. I'd like to do what Ben done." You can do it. You can do it right here tonight. You can leave that seat, come down the aisle, bow here at the altar, and we'll take a Bible and show you how you can be saved. We got some folks around the front, including myself, that'll be so glad to do that with you. So I'm going to ask you to stand again. Hector, I want you to do, if you can, you in the choir, just especially you in the choir again, see if you can do just another verse of Bow of the Knee. Can you do that? And I'm going to take a microphone, if I can get one loose here, and I'm going to walk down right down here. And if you'll come, bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ, you meet me right here and say, "I need to do what Ben did and get the peace that he got." Will you come? Will you meet me here as the choir sings for us?
To